Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
To his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Or go to iTunes and you can download and listen to all of our shows, which is very exciting. And it's Friday. Happy Friday, TGIF, baby.
I know. What's going on?
Hi, Menace. How are you?
I'm good. I'm about to get the hell out of here. I'm going to Las Vegas.
You leave tomorrow. You leave right now, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's right. It's the weekend. That's awesome. You're going to have a blast. Don't go to jail.
No guarantees.
Work, though, right? So you're going to be like drinking?
No. This weekend. I am just going to go meet up with some friends and party.
Cool.
And
like did you get that email I sent you from a listener who wants to meet you for 5 minutes?
In Vegas?
Yeah, I sent you an email.
Oh, no, I didn't catch
There's
that
a listener that emailed and said, oh my God, I heard Menace going to Vegas. My boyfriend is obsessed with him. And if I could just meet Menace for 5 seconds, I'd be so happy.
All right.
If you can check that out.
What?
No pressure.
I have to look over the email again.
Look over the email. You don't read. That's cool. No. And there was another email picture sent to you. I sent you two emails today.
Oh, that's what I saw.
Yeah. I sent you another one, too. What else? Okay. So it's great to be here on Extreme Talk XM 165. We love being here, and we love doing the show on Fridays because it's the weekend, and hopefully everyone's going to get laid. Today's show, we're talking about double the pleasure, double the fun, double penetration. We're also talking about everything you ever wanted to know about nipples. Wow. Women, that's the second most popular orgasm is a nipple orgasm, a nipplegasm. So we're going to talk about that.
You said you can't have those, right?
I don't think I can unless I haven't tried hard enough. I've got the focus.
Somebody
hasn't tweaked them
hard enough.
I don't think so. I like my nipples tweaked and I would like to have a nipplegasm. So we're going to talk about how you can do that. And we've got your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. We got some sex in the news. We got some cool stuff going on.
What is going on with you this weekend?
Well, I was supposed to go camping. Okay.
You camping?
I'm waiting for the response.
No, I'm just saying.
But I canceled it.
Yeah,
because,
of course.
not because I didn't want to go camping, but because I had a change of plans and I have to stay here and do some work.
Oh, okay.
But I really wanted to go camping, and I don't know why all my friends think I can't camp. Like, I'm a camper. I grew up camping. I'm from Michigan. We used to go to the lakes and go camping. What the hell? But I'm going to stay here, do some work, hang out. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. My mother won't be here, but she will be here next week. I'm wondering if we should have her as a guest on the show next Friday.
I don't know.
You've already had her on the show?
I mean, we had her on the show before, and I asked her the same stuff.
I know. Forget it. And
She's kind of, I feel... Last couple times we talked to her, she's kind of just like, eh.
Okay, so just let her do. You'd rather have my brother.
I love your mom. I love your mom. Don't get me wrong. Your mom is amazing. Cool. But I feel in the past like couple years with your mom,
she's mellowed out.
She's kind of mellowed out and said, you know what? Not saying that she thinks you're a lost cause, but I think she kind of says, eh. whatever.
She's like, what's your plan B if sex with Emily doesn't work out? She likes saying that to me, too.
Well, she doesn't say that, around me, but she's. I get the feeling when it comes to your dating life and things like that, she's like, eh.
She's just like, whatever my little daughter does.
She's over it.
She's like, Emily, whatever happens, happens in your life.
Yeah, she's done with giving you advice. Your brother, on the other hand, he still is going to give you some crap. So I love having him here.
I know. He gives me a lot of advice.
Yeah, and I love hearing it.
Good for better, for worse. I know you do. You're hilarious. You're so funny. You're like, I want to know everything.
Yeah.
But that's it. So this weekend, yeah, I had all these big plans to go camping, but I'm just going to be around. So I have nothing that exciting. Although after this, we're going to go shoot some video at Jimmy Jane. Mm-hmm. We love Jimmy Jane. They make the most beautiful products. And
I know. I keep on trying to leave town and keep on keeping me here.
I know.
Trying to catch a flight.
We're just going to go for an hour.
Oh, we just got to do this. We got to do that. I'm like, Emily, I got to do things too. I'm going to Las Vegas. I have to drink alcohol.
Are you driving?
And you're stopping.
You're not driving.
Do you not listen to anything I say at all? I swear.
I'm busy trying to do other stuff than listen to you.
I'm taking a bike to Las Vegas.
That's so
I'm
cool.
Bike riding. Yes.
It's like the AIDS ride or something to Vegas.
It's crazy.
You'd never get home, though. You'd get there, and then you'd be so wasted you couldn't drive home.
Yeah.
So don't do that. But what was I going to say about Jimmy Jane is they make amazing products. If you use SPRING, coupon code SPRING, you get $25 off purchases of $100 or more. I think you should buy a cock ring. Or a massage candle. Maybe we'll get some today when we go there to visit.
All right.
Okay, I've got a little bit of sex in the news, unless you've got anything else that's happened in your life that I need to know about.
No, I mean, I was freaking out because I went to go check all my flight information, and I couldn't find it at all.
Oh, wow. What happened?
I'm going to be on a plane for 8 times in the next month. Just, like, going all these places, and I couldn't find the information. I started losing it.
So
I went through all my emails. I went to the website for the airline. Couldn't find it on there either. Like, sorry, we can't find your information. I called them and I realized that I bought my tickets to Kayak.
Oh, right.
And the Kayak had all my information. And I was like, I had no idea when my plane was leaving or even what airline I was taking.
Oh my God. But you figured
it out.
For
sure. And then finally I figured it out.
That's good. I hate when that stuff happens.
Yeah. So
I had to deal with lots of paperwork today, too, and like dealing with stuff.
So I got that. And then big concert putting together. It's really cool.
On my birthday, which I can't go to.
You can come.
If you're in San Francisco, I'm having a big party on May 31st. It's a Kegel Kegger.
Uh-huh.
It's for my app, Kegel Camp, and my birthday.
Where?
At Project One in San Francisco.
Project One.
It's a really cool club. Are you in town? The 31st, it's Thursday. I'm sorry, they weren't available on Friday and Saturday. I try to make all my parties on the weekend so you can party like a rock star, but you might have to come and take off Friday at work.
Well, that's not going to happen. Oh my God, I was so wanted to bring that clip. We haven't even talked about it.
You don't have it?
I can play it off my phone.
Oh, you can? Okay,
yeah,
so I'll tell the story.
Yeah.
So I went to Death Cab for Cutie the other night. Love Death Cab for Cutie. They were playing at the Fox Theater in Oakland. And it was a really cool concert because not only are they great, but they were playing with that orchestra that's like Magic is their name or something. And it's like this orchestra that is now playing backup for a lot of cool bands. So it changes their music to be sort of like
epic orchestra,
but like mellow. And it was like, it's very rare, to be honest. I'm not a huge music person, but I knew like every song and I just loved it. And so I went with a girlfriend and I ran into an ex-boyfriend who, a few ex-boyfriends, which was weird. And then I know the manager. And so we got backstage passes, which was really cool because the lead singer just broke up with Zooey Deschanel and I thought maybe we could get it on. So I was like, okay, well, we'll go backstage. And then we went backstage after. And we were just backstage probably for like 5 minutes because they didn't even really have any alcohol. They had like beer and there wasn't that much going on. And we were tired and it was late. It was school night.
Death Cab is not really a party band.
I love Death Cab, though. Do you like them?
I do like them. I'm on and off about them because I had to deal with them once in a while.
Okay.
And I just don't like it. At certain points in time, they're like, don't take any photos. And I don't like people
like
that.
Come
but
on, dude, you're
but
a musician.
the recent time that I had an encounter with them, they were cool.
Okay.
So they're working their way back up in my eyes.
Got it. Okay. So,
which is very important to them.
Right, that is important to them. I'm sure they're so happy that they're back. So can you play that thing?
Yeah. So that happened to you.
That happened to me. I went to the concert. It was like Tuesday night or something.
Yeah. And then the next morning, I do a terrestrial radio show, which is all music.
FM, yeah.
Yeah, and I get a call from one of my buddies. I saw Emily backstage at the Def Cab show. I was like, what? I go, I got to call Emily because I know she was probably backstage trying to hook up with
one
of the...
Some men has called me.
So I called her on the air on my show.
I was still in bed, a little hungover.
Yeah, and so I have the clip here. So.
I did not know that I was being recorded, P.S.
I told you.
You told me after. You didn't tell me you were recording me.
I did.
No, and not till after.
Yeah.
I'm on Emily right now.
Hold on. Here we go. I have it on tape.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hi.
My spies were telling me that you were backstage at the Def Cab for Cootie show last night.
I was. Oh, my God. How'd you know?
Oh, I know. I have people.
Dude, how the f*** do you know that?
I know everything. I know all and see all. What happened?
Nothing. I just went backstage because my friend gave me backstage tickets.
Mm-hmm. Did you hook up with any of the band members? I need to
know. No, I wanted to. I was like, I'm going to sleep with the band member who just broke up with Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Then if I slept with him, it'd be like, I slept with Zooey, and then that would be, like, good for you.
Yeah, because I would totally give you a high five.
Right, I wanted to, and then I just didn't.
Oh.
Do you think you would have slept with me?
Yeah, he probably would have slept with you. A nice rebound.
Shut up. I love you.
This is M83 with Midnight City.
So,
I didn't
yeah.
know you were recording me until you were done. You said, I just recorded that.
I said that I recorded this whole conversation. I'm going to play it on air. You're
yeah.
Like, okay.
That's funny. Okay. Anyway, I was like, how the hell did Menace know that I was backstage? Because I didn't see anyone I know.
Yeah, but I work with music people all the time.
I know. It was fun. It was a great, I like going to Oakland. It was a great show.
I was surprised because you didn't tell me you were going to
the
show.
I know. I should have told you that day, but I forgot. You know me.
Yeah, you don't remember anything.
I like going to shows at the Fox. So if anything else happens, that's fun. That's a great theater to go to
shows.
Yeah,
it's one of the most amazing venues in the Bay
Area.
It's
in Oakland, Oaktown. Mm-hmm. And I don't usually go to the East Bay, but
Very surprising.
I like staying in the city, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend here. Hot, sunny. Everyone looks hot. Everyone's mm-hmm. in sundresses. It's going to be amazing. So, okay, we've got a little bit of sex in the news.
All right.
Have a fetish for handcuffs? Meetaninmate.com is a site for incarcerated men and women looking to meet that special someone who won't shiv them. Using the scientifically sound method for looking at photos of women and determining whether or not they were boner worthy, the folks at Ranker assembled the list of the 50 sexiest lady inmates. How the hell do they do this in the United States? Needless to say, counting one of those lovely ladies would not come without challenges. Even the founder of Meet an Inmate admits the prospective suitors should proceed with caution before dreaming about, I don't even understand this. How the hell can you do a website for inmates and find hot, sexy inmates? How can you even do that?
You can.
That sounds stupid. It's a stupid
story. A lot of these mugshots, too, are public. People's
mugshots
are public.
I know, but she's making an app so they could hook up.
Yeah, that's cool. Whatever.
Okay. We got to talk about the John Travolta thing. What do you think about all this? The actor is accused of lewd and lascivious acts against two male massage therapists. Allegedly, the Grease star, I love that they're calling him the Grease mm-hmm. star because he's done yeah. so many movies in the last 30 years,
tried
to have sex with them during two separate massage sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, Travolta suggested a threesome with a Hollywood starlet and also told the masseur that when he got where he is now due to sexual favors he performed when he was on Welcome Back, Kotter. According to the lawsuit, Travolta also said that Hollywood is controlled by homosexual Jewish men who grant favors in return for sex. So, of course, John Travolta is denying the allegations. However, there have been allegations for years that he's a homosexual. I mean, he's been married for years, but, you know, for 30 years to his wife. But there's always allegations about John Travolta hooking up with dudes. What do you think about this?
I think he might be bi.
He might be bi. Big friggin' deal. But why is he hitting on two separate masseuses? Like, what are the chances of two masseuses coming forth and saying, you tried to touch my wiener or whatever he did.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of crazy. I think, I don't know. I don't like to believe what I read in the gossip tabloids, but I do think that there could be some truth to it. And why has he just admitted already? These rumors about John Travolta have been coming up for years. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with it. Okay. Sex toys are becoming more popular than smartphones. Love this. Sex toys are quickly becoming one of the world's most favorite gadgets as sales are soaring to match those of smartphones. Experts believe the willingness of stars such as Gwyneth Paltrow and Jane Fonda to divulge their bedroom secrets are behind a recent surge in the sale of pleasure goods. It's estimated that nearly half of the nation owns a toy, while global sales of vibrators and other toys soared to approximately $403 million as of May 2011. Consumers were spending an estimated $500 million a year on these products in North America, according to Scientific American. This isn't Scientific American. Mm-hmm. People are buying more sex toys than gadget than smartphones. I find that hard to believe, but I love to hear it.
I don't believe it.
I think everyone that listening to my show, I talk about sex toys all the time, ad nauseum, because they will improve your sex life.
No, I think it's just people buying back massagers and then they're throwing that into the sex toy thing.
So not true. People are buying cock rings, they're buying massage candles, they're buying massagers, they're buying handcuffs, they're buying clitoral vibrators.
Then why aren't you opening the sex with Emily?
Sex store?
Sex store.
Dude. I am. I'm going to start a store on my website soon so people can buy toys from me that I recommend. I'm going to have a section on my site where I just recommend toys and then you're going to know all my favorite things. If you want to buy a toy, you've never bought a toy, you've never bought porn, you can go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code Emily at checkout, and buy any friggin' toy you want under the sun, and I hope you do that. What are you doing?
There's emergency back at my...
Emergency. Okay.
I have to step out for a second. It's like a really big emergency.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just reading text in the news. Okay. Third graders reportedly have oral sex under the desk. Teacher fired for not noticing. An unnamed teacher at the Tallulah Elementary in Tallulah, Louisiana, has been fired after she failed to notice two third-grade students allegedly having oral sex under classroom table. District Superintendent Lisa Wilmer told the paper the teacher was fired because the incident occurred under her watch. So how do two kids know how to perform oral sex? Like, was the girl, did she have his little tiny wiener in his mouth? Was he, like, had his tongue on her vagina? Like... I don't know, that's kind of lewd, but I want to know how third graders have oral sex and how the hell do they even know what oral sex is? I know that I didn't know in third grade. Did you know in third grade? I know that kids play doctor and they do different things like that, but like the fact that they are playing oral sex is weird and she should be fired for not noticing. How do you not notice that two kids are naked, like sucking each other off? I don't understand. So she was fired. Teachers are always getting fired. They're getting fired because they're either porn stars or they have like a press record of being in like some porn, or they sleep with their students, or their students sleep with each other. Good times in American education. Okay, Stephen Hawking frequents sex club in California. The 70-year-old, almost completely paralyzed by a neurological disorder, frequents a San Bernardino swingers club called Freedom Acres. And this is a quote. I've seen Stephen Hawking at the club more than a handful of times, the member told the celebrity site. He arrives with an entourage of nurses and assistants. Last time I saw him, he was in the back play area, lying on a bed, fully clothed, with two naked women gyrating all over him. Good for him. He's paralyzed in a wheelchair. Good for him for going to a play club and having women gyrate.
So what happened?
Stephen Hawking, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Like he went to a strip club. He went to a play party, and he had women on the bed. He was lying fully clothed, and there was two naked women gyrating all over him. I say good for you, Stephen Hawking.
He's one of the most brilliant men in the world. Like,
I'd gyrate all over him.
Man.
I think he would be hot. He's so freaking smart. I'd have him, like, do my taxes or something, and then I'd gyrate over him.
And I thought he was like that his entire life. Apparently he wasn't. I saw some photos where he was a young lad.
He was completely paralyzed by a motor neuron disease. It doesn't say when, but I think he was as a lad. But he's just like brilliant. And I love that he's having some sex.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Against Me singer comes out as transgender.
Huge news in the music world.
Huge news. Against Me. Do you know Against Me?
Yeah, I've seen them many times in concert and met all of them. And I've met this guy too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Singer Tom Gabel has come out as transgender to Rolling Stone. Gabel has plans to start living as a woman and will take the name Laura Jane Grace. The punk rock singer will remain married to wife Heather. For me, the most terrifying thing about this was how she would accept the news, but she's been super amazing, understanding. They have a 2-year-old daughter. Would you have ever thought by meeting him that he would become transgender?
No, not in a million years.
Yeah. Good for
not
him.
Yeah, I fully support it. I had somebody go off on me because I was telling the story and I was like, yeah, he plans on changing his name to, Laura, whatever. And somebody like called me up at the radio station and said, she's changing her name.
Ugh,
I'm like, oh
people,
my God.
Whatever,
people,
we get
like,
it.
Like,
she's not there yet.
Why is everyone got to be offended, man?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It doesn't say how old he is, but I can't imagine. Like, I wonder if his whole life he knew and he's
No, I think I think he has. And actually, people have been breaking down a lot of the song lyrics, and it kind of just like. It in the songs, it's saying that how this person is dealing with that type of situation. It was
that's
crazy.
Really tough. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be tough for a family. You got a 2-year-old daughter who's going to have two mommies and not remember the daddy as a daddy.
Yeah.
That's kind of a trip. Like, and, see pictures of your dad holding you when you were a baby and then it's a mom, two moms.
You know, people can do what they want.
I have no judgment. Honey, me, the love of all people, least judgmental person on the planet.
I'm wondering about the band. Are they going to continue to try to do the band at
his
him as a woman?
His voice is going to change and stuff.
Yeah, because he's going to take estrogen.
Yeah, take the hormone pills and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. How about that? Okay, we've got some emails from the peeps. Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We try to get to all your emails, and we give excellent advice if we do say so ourselves.
Because
we're trying to help people with their every problem they have.
Yeah.
Sex, relationships, whatevs. Okay, Emily. Have you ever thought about doing something regarding the alpha beta male types and which women prefer? I mean, what do women really want as opposed to what they say or think they want? Do women prefer the beta male, the considerate man, the child raiser, the provider? Or do they want the alpha, the dominant man who will take full control and tell them what to do, how and when to do it? As a man, there are so many mixed messages out there for guys, and it would be useful to get a woman's input on this topic. Love the show. Big hi to Menace. John from the UK. Well, I think that's a great topic. We have talked about, like, the bad boy, like, why women like the bad boy, you know, and it goes back to, like, evolutionary biology, where they say that women are attracted to, like, the bad boy. They want to have sex with him, have his offspring, but the guy that they settle with is more the beta male, who's like the nice, caring, nurturing, sensitive. But women are just naturally, preternaturally attracted to more of an alpha male. But not all women. I have to tell you, like, I think this is actually a great show topic, John, and we'll let you know when we do it. Because I just think that men would like to understand it, and women. Like, I think a lot of times, of course, you can find an alpha male who's more alpha and beta, but the alpha men are sort of you know, they're maybe not as emotionally available, maybe not emotionally evolved. And so there's pros and cons to both. I'd like to find a hybrid male, wouldn't we all?
Mm-hmm.
To find a hybrid male who's alpha and male, alpha and beta. But I can't answer that women want one or the other. I think that there's someone for everyone, and there are some women who just want the alpha male, and there's women who want the beta male. What would you say you are?
I think you're in between. Yeah, I think I'm in between.
You're kind of alpha beta.
Yeah, I'm not a sports guy. Don't like sports.
No, thank God.
Yeah. I think it's fun if you're there at a game, drinking
totally.
And with your friends. But I can't sit in front of a TV and watch sports.
No, me neither. And I can't stand the sound of men talking about sports.
Oh,
did you see that play? That makes me crazy. I hate it. Like, if a guy I dated a sports freak, the LA guy.
Yeah.
Like, always had sports on, and I wanted to rip my hair out.
I'm like, dude, just go ahead and bone each other already. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, I could be having sex with you right now, and you're watching the Pistons or something, because we're from Detroit. Okay, so that's alpha beta. I think we should write that down as a good topic to do, alpha beta male. Okay. Hi, Emily Menace. Listening to the show from Friday on the Stitcher iPhone app.
Mm-hmm.
We love Stitcher.
We're at the Stitcher Studios right now in San Francisco, California.
STITCHER. You can download it and listen to our podcast so easily, so you don't have to download it to your phone or anything. It just streams from their app on any smartphone.
All you do is search Sex with Emily. Boom, right there.
And we are the first one. When you put in sex, we come right up.
I know. Well, we know people.
Okay. We know the peeps and the peeps. Okay, so he's listening on his Stitcher app. Menace was talking about...
What? How awesome and right I am? Because I had a lot of people actually tweet me about another topic you put out there.
I know.
What's this one?
Menace was talking about fishy-smelling vaginas. Not sure if he's aware, but that can be a sign of bacterial vaginosis. There's a link here for more info. So if you really should say something to the woman when he encounters this. Love listening to your show and miss Menace when he's not on. Have learned a lot from you guys. Cheers, Carrie from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. She's a premium friend with
Carrie.
Carrie, so that is true that if women's vaginas smell particularly fishy, that she could have bacterial vaginosis, BV as they call it.
Where does she get it?
You can get it from it? You can, nope. You get it. You get it from having intercourse, or you really? Can get it. Yeah, you get it from sex. You get it from like condoms, or you can get it from different kinds of lubes. I know a lot of women who have gotten it before, and it's not fun. But you can take medicine for it and get rid of it. So that's what it is. It's not that they're not clean; they could have a disease. Thank you, Carrie.
I thought
for
there
that
was
point.
Like, you know, a salmon for dinner or something.
No, your vagina does not taste what you eat. Like, my vagina doesn't taste like a bagel and cream cheese right now.
It smelled like the bay.
Ew.
You know, you ever go out to the ocean?
Or has it happened to you several times with fishy vaginas?
You ever go out to the ocean in the morning?
Yes. I used to live right on the ocean here. I used to live right on the ocean, on the bay. Oh, my God. So, anyway, have you encountered many fishy vaginas?
No.
It's kind of a joke, like the fishy vagina.
No, there is fishy vaginas.
But it's true that when you have an odor, there could be a thing and you should tell her. Although I don't know how you would tell her. You could just be like, you know what? There's something, might be something fishy going on down there.
Something's very fishy here.
Very fishy situation. That's what you should do.
Have you gone fishing lately?
Oh, my God. Okay, what was the other topic that we were going off on?
The other topic is the hookup. And if you rack up the tweets, I have one.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean,
On my Facebook page, fan page. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, that's all people that you're from. Well, you're Midwest, not East Coast, but almost East Coast. I believe over there on the East Coast. We're in San Francisco, the West Coast. On the East Coast, it might be used in a different way. Maybe I can admit that. Hooking up that I know of on the East Coast could mean anything. It's vague.
Why did I bring this up again?
On the West Coast, hooking up means sex. That's what it means.
It doesn't. Hooking up means we hooked up.
No. You want to keep it that way for women, so you guys don't really have to explain what you actually did. Meaning you had sex, but you don't really want to say you had sex. Oh, we just hooked up. Because you want to keep hooking up, whatever it is.
You either had sex or you hooked up.
No, you hooked up here means you had sex.
No, I've said so many times, we hooked up, but it doesn't mean we had
sex.
That
means you had sex.
No, it doesn't. Totally disagree.
Yeah, because you want to keep it vague. That's why.
What do you think? feedback@sexwithemily.com.
I'm right. Tweet us, Sex with Emily.
You tweet yourself.
Tweet the show.
Tweet Menace, and he's White Menace. At White Menace at Instagram, Twitter,
yeah,
Facebook.
And there's Sex with Emily on Instagram also.
I am, and I got to do more.
Yeah, what's up? You were posting all these photos, and then you just fell off.
I forgot. We'll post some
cool. Wait, you forgot something? I don't believe it.
I need to get my brain fixed. Do you
what?
Think with the memory thing?
Yeah, what do you take? You take lithium or something like that?
No.
Or that's for Alzheimer's?
I don't know, but maybe I need it.
Oh, no. Don't get Alzheimer's.
But you know what I've been taking that's been really helpful?
What?
Is Hot Rocks.
Hot Rocks.
R-A-W-K-S. Hot Rocks is awesome, and it's a libido, and it's a natural libido mm-hmm. enhancer. And it is, for women, it gives you more energy, stronger orgasms, natural self-generating lubrication. For men, it gives you more stamina, harder erections. The best part about Hot Rocks is they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and I love them. It's like my new vitamin. So hotrocks.com, you got to check mm-hmm. them out, R-A-W-K-S. Dear Emily, I listen to your podcast when I'm commuting and sometimes with my wife, too, when we are traveling. My wife and I have a few sex toys. We love the Jimmy Jane cock ring, mm-hmm. and we have a bullet-style vibe, too. My wife wants a vibrator that is soft, squishy, instead of hard like the bullet vibe. I think she would like to use it both for clitoral and internal stimulation. We are looking for something you can recommend. Mike D. from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Okay, I'm glad you like the Jimmy Jane cock ring. They're awesome. I would try the Jimmy Jane Form 3. I think it's their most popular vibrator, and it looks like a tongue, and it's soft and squishy, and you can, but it's not as internal. You can also try their Form 6, I believe, that's more squishy and internal, and you can use it internal, but the Form 3 is powerful, and it looks like a tongue, and it can squish around. Right? That's the one that looks like a tongue. So that's what you should do. Use coupon code SPRING and you get $25 off your purchase of $100 or more at Jimmy Jane.
What?
Yeah, baby. It's true. And I would say that. And Lilo, the Lilo brand, makes a lot of soft, squishy vibrators. Mm. If you go to Lilo.com, you can check out some of theirs as well. So I think Lilo and then also Jeju, J-E-J-O-U-E, they make squishy stuff too. That's sort of where it's going now. Vibrators are not as hard. They're more squishy.
Squishy.
I'll show you today when we go to Jimmy Jane. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Hi, Emily.
Party.
I'm a Friends with Benefits member from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I mostly listen on an Android app called Beyond Pod, but sometimes use the iPad using Downcast.
Okay.
We always want to know how you listen to the show.
Yeah, those are some new ones. I haven't even heard
of these. So if you email us, feedback@sexwithemily.com, tell us how you listen as well. Okay. After you're hearing the Wii Vibe, it's a vibrator. As a couple's vibrator a few months ago, I ended up buying the latest model. My girlfriend and I don't get to see each other more than once a week, and so we haven't gotten to use it much yet, but we did use it together one time, though, and it was a very fun experience. She does not climax easily during intercourse, and using the Wii Vibe was not a miracle to that, but as I said, we've only used it once. We're going to continue to play around with it to see. I really like that it's hands-free vibe and that it has multiple vibe patterns and not just a high and low option. And I'll get into the Wii Vibe in a second to explain it to you. Oh, and one other thing. As I said, we don't get to see each other super often, so I have to find ways to take care of business when we can't be together. As I thought about how this vibe is constructed to provide stimulation to the G-spot and the clitoris simultaneously, it suddenly occurred to me it might work well for the man, stimulating both the prostate and the perineum area, with some vibe sensations also felt around the balls. I was a little nervous about trying it this way, as I've never really had any interest in anal play, but I used some water-based lube and was able to get it into place easy enough. Once I relaxed, I was able to enjoy this little toy and had a fairly intense climax from it. D. Cincinnati. Okay, we're going to get into the Wii Vibe in a minute, but he has a P.S., and I don't want to read it, but I'm going to.
Why?
Because I have to read all the emails.
Yes, you do.
P.S., I agree with Menace that hooking up means sex.
Yes!
But I
argument.
Also agree with you that a woman can give me a hand job as good or better than I can give myself because I don't have to do the work.
That's where he lost me.
I get to watch the beautiful face of my girlfriend as she's doing it. Because Menace and I have a debate about hand jobs as well.
I'm not going to get into
So let me tell you all about the Wii Vibe. The Wii Vibe was just voted the most popular vibrator on the planet. And the reason why is because the Wii Vibe looks like a C. It's pliable, bendable. So it's really a couple's vibrator because the woman can stick it inside her vagina. And then so it hits her G-spot and it hits her clitoris. And then he can stick his penis inside her as well. It's really like thin, but it has really strong vibrations. And it's a great couples vibrator because you can use it during intercourse. And women, as we know, need clitoral stimulation. If you want to buy the Wii Vibe, you can buy it at goodvibes.com. That's goodvibes.com. Use coupon code GVEMILY15 for 15% off anything. And I love it. I have the early version. I'm going to get a newer version of it. They have like a Wii Vibe 3. And okay, I'm telling you, it's all about the male prostate, that guys who are fearful of sticking things up their butt, the Wii Vibe is a great toy to do that because it is pretty thin. It gets in with water-based lube. And he had an amazing orgasm and he'd never done it. And he's straight. Doesn't mean he's gay. But I feel like there's legions of men who are missing out on getting anally stimulated because they're afraid of it or whatever. But I think every guy should try it once.
Yeah.
With a finger.
And you should too.
With a butt plug. I should be anally.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're promoting it so much.
You should too.
I'm busy. I got to go to Vegas.
You should get anally penetrated in Vegas. That's a perfect time to do it.
This is not the hangover. It's not going to happen.
Did he get anally penetrated?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that part. Bummer. Okay, so that's the Wii Vibe. Everyone, you can check it out. It's
good.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to move into our top.
How's your dog, by the way?
Before I'm so glad
topic.
You asked.
Is he even still living with
she
you?
She was on vacation. She was at camp last week.
Yeah. Oh, camp.
Yeah, she was at doggy camp. She was in Marin County with, which is north of here. It's beautiful, in Mill Valley with my godchildren because I was shooting a TV show last week. And for 5 days in my house. So I couldn't have her running around because she's crazy and she's got lots of energy. So my godchildren are obsessed with her. They're like 8 and 10. And they have, the parents, my godchildren, have a huge yard, like bigger than the dog park we go to. And they have a big dog. And they have outdoors and playful and whatever. And my goddaughter carries around. Apparently, she had the best time. She was running around the whole time.
Oh, cool. So she can stay.
No. Playing with the lab. And then she was on the slip and slide. And she was on the trampoline. Do you know the slip and slide?
Yes, I know a slip and slide.
I didn't know if you knew it in California. We played it in the Midwest.
Slip and slide was a national toy. Everybody.
Well, I don't know. We had lots of water sports.
Yeah.
Okay. So my dog, and the bummer thing is, so my dog never gets tired because she's part Jack Russell Terrier. she was so tired when she got dropped off Monday morning that she literally didn't move. Like, usually she's jumping around and she's crazy. Mm-hmm. She slept in her bed for like all day long.
Oh, well,
and
you should
I did
keep
not
on doing
know,
that,
I know. Then. So I think she's mad at me now because we don't live in Mill Valley, California with all the nature.
Well, just get a treadmill and then just put the leash on.
What is it with the doggy treadmill? Does that really work?
I don't know. Okay. Gotta do something.
So anyway, my dog Daisy is adorbs.
When are you sending the dog to the farm?
I feel like she needs to move to Mill Valley, and she's mad at me that we don't live in the country. And so I feel like all week she's been giving me dirty looks, like, ugh, your dog park sucks.
Probably has.
Okay, we're into our topic.
And that is?
That is double the pleasure, double the fun, double penetration.
Double stuff.
Have you ever doubly been, you've never had a threesome.
No.
Okay, so what is double penetration? The term double penetration usually refers to a woman being simultaneous penetrated vaginally and anally by two men. This is also known as the American sandwich. I don't know why you can do it in other countries, but it's the American sandwich. Yeah. It's like we're known for the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
We're known for the American sandwich. The other types of double penetration are vaginal double penetration and double anal. These terms refer to two men entering the same orifice at the same time, one from the rear and the other from the front. Double anal penetration is very difficult because the anus does not stretch as readily from the vagina.
Oh, God.
People see this in porn all the time.
Yeah.
Women being doubly, anally, quadruply penetrated.
Wow.
While there are also fantasy scenarios of simultaneous double penetrations, four men and one woman, two per hole, the logistics make it virtually impossible in reality. So some of the female benefits of double penetration. Double penetration stretches the female organs, might bring to orgasm, filling them deeply and completely. The walls of the vagina and the anus receive a type of intensity and friction that women cannot attain from any other sex act. So it's, you know, it hits these areas in between when it's in her vagina and in her butt. It can have this amazing feeling for her. The mind-blowing reality also, it's psychological, of having a penis in both the anus and vagina, the heat and sensuality of being sandwiched tightly between two passionate lovers, make this an orgasmic and often multi-orgasmic event.
And a classy event at that. Very
classy.
You
know, it's just that it comes up a lot. We get emails about it. It's always in porn. And mm-hmm. if you're going to have a threesome, you might as well want to try double penetration. And I don't want to leave any stone unturned, any topics unturned. And so that's why I'm bringing up double penetration.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, you know.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm good.
There are some male benefits of double penetration, too.
Okay.
With the men's organs separated only by spongy internal tissues, they can often feel each other's cocks inside the woman.
Oh, that's
adding
amazing.
More friction to their own pleasure. It doesn't mean they're gay. Similarly, because of the pressure and thrusting in both vagina and anus, the female organs swell so that each orifice might be tighter around the penis. When adult videos promise double penetration, the American sandwich, that is usually what they mean. Other ways to double penetrate. Adults have found other ways to simultaneously penetrate their partner's orifices. Lesbians, for example, they use both a strap-on and a dildo to penetrate both vagina and anus, as they might enjoy engaging in a lesbian three-way with two of the women wearing strap-ons. You don't hear about, do you hear a lot about lesbian three-ways?
No.
Similarly, a bisexual woman may explore double penetration again with the female penetrator wearing a strap-on or manipulating dildo.
I support that.
You do?
Yeah. Why not?
A threesome? With
yeah.
Yeah. Good. There's some risks, though, of double penetration.
Uh-oh.
Since the activity puts a lot of stress on very delicate tissues, the risk of tearing is greater than with single penetration,
wow.
especially double anal. Safe lovers use condoms, should use condoms for both front and rear penetration because any tear or abrasion is susceptible to disease.
Yeah.
Women may stain, get sore, have unexpected discharge. These are all normal reactions to intense penetrations. If any of these symptoms do not go away, see your doctor. So you could tear, and that's when you get infections.
Yeah, you're probably, you know, getting drilled by two dudes. Of course, it's not going to look pretty.
I've
down
never
there.
Done it. I'm just telling you, putting it out there. I'm just
might
saying.
Look like a shotgun hit it afterwards. Just FYI,
yeah,
ladies.
Exactly. No, what do you mean? I'm like, exactly. What do you mean?
I'm saying it might get injured down there.
Yeah, be careful. Make sure you have like one big penis, one small penis, or two medium-sized penises.
Oh yeah, make sure you work that out first.
Okay, so a double penetration does not imply a threesome. You can still have a double penetration. It doesn't mean it's a threesome. Lesbian couples may use both a strap-on and a dildo to penetrate both the vagina and anus. Similarly, monogamous couples can use a strap-on or a toy like a butt plug or a finger to achieve the same effects as double penetration without the need of another person in bed. So if you're interested in anal play, you could have sex with your partner, a woman, and she could stick a butt plug in her butt. Same with the guy. Could stick a butt plug in his butt. I have a butt plug in the office for you, actually.
I'm good.
You're coming back
No need for the butt plug.
If you're first starting out, it is possible for a couple to start out in the doggy position with the woman using a vibrator or a dildo on herself vaginally as her male partner enters her anally. That's another way to do it. So she uses the vibrator in her vagina, and he uses his penis in her butt. Anus.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing the woman to control her own vaginal penetration and enables her to control the intensity of the penetration. So here's some toy suggestions if this has gotten you all hot and bothered. From Good Vibrations, which we love, goodvibes.com, there's the Don Juan silicone anal toy. The anal toy has three ellipses curved for extra sphincter and prostate stimulation. It's a great hands-free anal stimulation. It has a base that makes it comfortable for wearing the design. It's slim enough to be perfect for anal play for beginners. And blah, blah, blah. Check it out, the Don Juan. There's a silk silicone dildo. Now, dildos don't vibrate. That's different between a vibrator. The dildo features a silky silk design crafted shimmery silicone. It's firm and totally smooth with a slight curve for those hit-the-spot places like the G-spot. It's great for vaginal or anal play. And then there's a harness. If you want to do the harness, if you want to anally penetrate your partner.
With a harness?
There's a Terra Firma harness called Terra Firma. It's great. This one's supposed to be amazing. Great design, easy adjustment. It adjusts to a variety of dildo sizes. So that's how the strap-on works, is you put a dildo in it.
Told you the first time I walked into a sex shop, the first thing I saw was the anal ripper.
What is that?
It was a sex toy. It was called the anal ripper.
That sounds painful. They probably don't carry that anymore. Why would you want an anal ripper?
I don't know, but that's what was
We're talking
for
about
sale.
That, but we're not – right. Okay, that's funny. Have you been to a sex toy store? Oh, we're going today, but have you been to a toy store lately?
No. I did look cool because I was with a bunch of friends, and we were going to a concert, and we were walking by Good Vibes.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we should go in there. They were joking because they were too shy to go in there. I was like, oh, yeah, we should go. I go, I'll show you something cool. And they were, like, totally surprised. I was, like, just down to go in.
Yeah.
And then I walked them all in because I wanted to show them the old sex toys because they have sex toy
museum. Oh, the sex toy museum.
Like
it's so cool.
But the one I went to, all the old sex toys were gone.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
They moved it somewhere maybe.
Yeah, I think they moved it to another location.
Because we're lucky. We've got Good Vibes in stores in San Francisco. But if you want to check out any of these toys, again, it's goodvibes.com. Coupon code... GVEmily15, and you get 15% off anything.
And you guys, I mean, if you visit San Francisco and you go to a Good Vibe store, it would look like any other store on the street. It's not like in a shady area.
That's
where you usually
see
Good
Vibes. I know.
Sex shops and stuff like that. It's like near normal businesses.
Yeah.
Like it's right next to a Mel's Diner.
Yeah.
You can't even like tell that it's a sex store.
And it's not sleazy.
No.
And everyone who works there is so nice. And they're so helpful. And they've like tried every toy.
It honestly looks like a bookstore inside.
Yeah, it does look like a bookstore. And they sell my book there, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight. Okay, so it's very important also to use lubrication for anal penetration. You can try Sliquid, water-based, all-natural lubricant from Good Vibes, too. I love Sliquid. That's my new favorite. And Aloe Cadabra. Those are my two favorite lubes. I'm a huge lube proponent. I want lube to be on every nightstand in America. And two of my favorite brands right now are Sliquid and Aloe Cadabra. Okay. So how do you select another party if you want another penis in the bedroom or more other flesh? You have to make your decision to make. Should they be a friend, a stranger, someone in between? It's tough with a relationship sometimes because a friend can be too dangerous. So a complete stranger can be too dangerous. So maybe you try to find like an in-between person, like the person who gives you coffee in the morning. The barista at the coffee shop. If you want to have a threesome, I'm telling you, threesomes are best when you're all unattached, or if you're attached to someone, you make sure that neither one of you like really like this third person. Okay, we're going to move on to nipples in a second.
Okay.
But that was in my anal penetration segment. But first, it's masturbation month.
We're still on that?
It's It's all month long.
It's masturbation day every day.
No, the month of May.
I don't know why
May,
there's a month now.
The month of May is masturbation month. We talked a little bit about it last week. If you missed any of our shows again, you can go to sexwithemily.com or go to iTunes and put in Sex with Emily. Listen to all of our shows because they were awesome. But I found these funny euphemisms for female masturbation and for male masturbation. I just wanted to share them because I think they're funny.
Okay.
For male, female masturbation, scratching the patch, entering the ring of fire, seasoning your fish, the three-point shot, sending the muffin Morse code, cramming for finals, shining the diamond, fishing with dynamite. You're just looking at me.
I'm waiting for something to be funny.
These are not as funny. I've seen funnier ones than this. I had an intern pick these out. Usually they're really funny.
All right, what do you got?
Cooking with cucumbers, square dancing with Satan. None of those are funny.
Maybe square dancing with Satan.
Okay, and for male masturbation.
All right.
Beta testing the hardware. A date with Pamela Anderson. That's funny.
Yeah.
Hand to gland combat. Clearing the snorkel. Shaking hands with the unemployed. Calling in the Secret Service, playing 5-on-1. That's just a reminder that you should masturbate. And if you're a male and you're listening to this, try a masturbation sleeve. Try something different this month. If you're a woman and you have a trouble orgasming during sex, or you don't always orgasm during intercourse, which only 30% of women do, if you masturbate more and you figure out what turns yourself on, you'll be more likely to have an orgasm during intercourse.
You just got to go with good old choking the chicken.
Choking the chicken. I know. He picked out the obscure ones. Usually they're funnier.
Yeah.
You know what I remember, though, this euphemism list when I first used it? Hmm. When you and I were on terrestrial radio 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've been going through all the old shows, and they're hilarious.
Why would you do that?
Because I have to, because I'm organizing them all. We've got 433 shows, P.S. So there was a show, and since we were on terrestrial radio, FM radio, I was doing a masturbation show, but I couldn't say masturbation more than once every 15 minutes because of FCC regulations. Mm-hmm. So I had to build a list of euphemisms and use them the whole show. And I'm like, so when you're bopping the baloney, and I thought it was funny.
So I bopping the baloney.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Okay, nipples.
Nipples.
Are you a nipple guy? Like,
do I tweak the nipples?
No. Here's my question. Like, first of all, every nipple looks different, right? On every different woman?
Yes.
Do you have a nipple preference? Like dark, colored, or small, big? Do you care?
I mean, women can't help it, so I don't really want to say like what I like.
Right, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't help it. That's true.
Again, women, it's not going to keep you from getting laid. It's not going to keep a man from touching your breasts, you know?
Right.
So I really don't want to say. I mean, the preference that I hear from other people.
Yeah, I
want to
know
myself,
what the preference is. I really don't know. I'm looking at my nipples now because I don't even know. What?
Maybe just like, depending on the size of your breasts. Let's say you have a larger breast, probably like quarter size. But some, you know, some have like
6 quarters.
Like you cut a orange in half, and you know you put it on.
Yeah,
there. Yeah. It's like
that's just how it is.
Just how it is. I don't want to knock it.
I know.
All.
I'm so proud of you, Menace. It's so not like you not to knock nipples.
I know people, women will be sensitive about that. But again,
you're learning.
I'm not learning because I really just want to say, yeah, I'll go with quarter or dime size.
Right. What about color?
You can't help it.
You can't help it. Do you care what color?
No. Okay. I don't care.
So what are nipples? Nipples are the pigmented erectile tips of the mammary glands of the breasts, also called teat. Not to be confused with tit. Both teat and tit are Germanic origin, so German origin. Nipples are a major erogenous zone, and it is public indecency if uncovered in public. So this is what I say about the nipples is that nipple orgasms through your breasts are the second most common types of orgasm. I've never had one. I would like one. And I think a lot of women, I think that what happens is guys don't, seems to me in my life, or women if you're with women, they don't spend a lot of time on the breasts. Like, I feel like guys play with your breasts the first few times you're together, and then they're just interested in going to Pound Town.
Yeah.
So if you are with a woman, some women don't like their breast touch. It's uncomfortable, just like every woman is different. But maybe she could have a nipple orgasm. I came close to having one once. I was on this date with a guy. We went out a few times, and we hooked up. We didn't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And we hooked up, and
what did you do?
He played with my nipples, and I almost had a nipple orgasm, but I didn't. All right. But he was playing with them the whole time. My breasts, it felt so good. Like, I loved it. It was, like, the most turned on I'd ever been by my nipples. So it is possible, and I'm just sending a message out there to the men that if you're with a woman, spend more time on her nipples and her breasts. We've done tons of shows on breasts and how to tease them, but yeah. I think that you
should. No, I know a girl. See, this thing, I don't know anymore if she can have a nipple orgasm.
She probably can if she wants to.
She had a breast augmentation, so I don't know.
I think you still can. They say that you... I can't imagine that women who get breast implants can't have feelings in there. But you hear that sometimes they can't.
Yeah.
But that would be like, I would never do that. I would never want to not have sensation in my breasts. But I've my boobs.
Guys aren't playing with them anyways. Hey, whatever.
Why aren't guys playing with my breasts more? I want to know.
Yeah, you're okay, so there are major emails right now.
Okay. Play with my breasts. Feedback at sexwithemily.com.
Do you want to play with Emily's breasts? Tweet. Sex with Emily.
So nipples, what do you think about, like, they could also be conical in shape, like cones, flat, large, small, or sometimes inverted?
I've yet to come across inverted, but I think there's inverted nipples usually happen on guys, not women.
They happen on women too, though.
Really?
Yep. Nipple erections. Erections in a nipple are caused by touch, friction, sexual arousal, breastfeeding, and the last two are chemically caused by the release of oxytocin.
What about the weather? It's cold.
That's one too. The nipples is both pleasurable. Also, stimulation of the nipples is usually pleasurable. Both males and females vary greatly in the degree of sensation they experience.
Oh, bitch, you better not touch my nipples.
So some guys are really into nipple play.
Yeah.
You're not.
Not
Have
me,
you ever
but
had
yeah.
your nipples touched?
Yeah, I don't like it. But
you didn't like
some
it
guys,
at all, but maybe
yeah.
they didn't do it right. What'd she do to them?
I don't know. Just touching them in general, I don't like it.
Like, you actively don't like it or you don't care?
I don't
care?
Like it. Get
Does
away.
It make you feel uncomfortable?
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know there's guys
Lots
out there.
Lots of guys who love it. So if you're love a woman it. And you have not touched your guy's nipple, I think we kind of think it's like nipples or play is for women, but a lot of guys really like their nipples played yeah. with. So I would say lick it, softly lick it. A good thing to do is to lick a guy's nipple and then blow on it so he has a sensation of the wet and the cold, the wet and the air blowing on it. You could do that to a woman too. And ask him or feel around or nibble at it lightly and see how he reacts. Men, some men like... Some men listening might not even have ever had their nipples touched, and you don't even know if it feels good. And yeah. women listening might never do it, so they should go do it to the next guy they're with tonight. Because it's Friday night, baby.
Let me ask you a dumb question.
It's nipple night Friday, yeah?
Guys can walk around all day with their shirts off. Why can't women?
I asked that same question when I was 7 years old. I protested, and I rode my bike around the neighborhood without a shirt on.
Wow.
Because my brother was allowed to go out without his shirt on, and I was pissed that I couldn't, so I rode my little bike around the neighborhood without a shirt on.
Yeah, and what happened then?
Nothing. I think nothing happened. And then I was a little embarrassed, I think, and I went back inside and changed. I mean, but I was like, fuck that. I'm not putting a shirt on. It's really hot.
Yeah, I mean, some women around here in San Francisco like to try it out, but I don't think it really works out too
try
well.
What? No shirt?
Yeah, I was at a concert. It was like a function where there was a lot of children around. I'm saying children, nothing bad is going to happen to children if they see some breasts or anything like that. But this woman just decides, hey, I'm going to take my shirt off and just walk around.
Wow.
And security's like,
they do
nah,
that a lot. And we see lots of penis. I see like tons of naked
I see
men.
More penis here in San Francisco than I see breasts. I'd rather see way more breasts.
We have some nude beaches. Baker Beach is the nude yeah. part of the beach.
I was eating at a restaurant here, and this girl just starts walking by completely naked down the street.
Down here in the financial district of San Francisco?
Yes.
She was naked.
Butt naked, just walking down
Today?
The street.
Recently?
No, this is a couple
was
years
she,
ago.
Was she hot?
She was decent looking.
Did she have like a bag with her or like?
Just completely naked walking down the street.
And that's Nothing. Not really illegal in San Francisco.
It's not illegal.
Like you see it sort of all the time.
What's even ridiculous, I think, is that there's, you know where the most public nudity is?
Where?
Is in front of City Hall.
Oh, I know. I've heard that.
There's always naked people in front of City Hall. Like seriously? Seriously, this is yeah. what's supposed to be representing
the city.
That's why I don't really like to say I'm from
San
Francisco.
There's a new spot on Market and Castro. Castro is a largely gay district in San Francisco. And there's this little swath of land. It's like a little grassy knoll. It's very small. It's just like a corner of grass. And for some reason, all these gay men go there. I'm assuming they're gay because in the cast they might not be gay. But they suntan there every day naked. And it's a major thoroughfare. It's like Market and where Market meets Castro.
Yeah.
And they sit out there with their like in their lounge chairs with oil on, holding up like the reflectors. Have you seen that?
They're just doing this kind of stuff for attention.
Yeah,
really?
But it's a whole thing now. And they don't get yelled at or anything. I love San Francisco. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think that's fun? I don't want to see it. Right? I don't want to see it.
I guess I don't have to look if I don't want to see it.
You don't have to look.
Yeah.
But they are there. So if you're ever heading down Market Street in Castro, there's a lot of men who
co-opted. It's insane. No, dude. No matter where you're at in San Francisco, you're going to run into some penis somewhere. It's inevitable.
It's not a problem. Okay. If you're having a problem getting a nipple erection and you'd like to try it, try the nipple erector set from Adam and Eve.
God.
There's a nipple. It makes your nipples erect. Adam and Eve or the nip. Suck nipple pumps from Adam and Eve. AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout.
You can really erect.
A nipple erector set. It might make your nipples like erect automatically or the nipple suck pumps.
Really?
Nip, suck, nipple pumps. Why not?
That's insane.
Okay, nipple hair. We talked about this a few weeks
ago. Yeah, you've asked me if I've run into nipple hair and I said no.
Okay, because there's some stories about men who have run in like, gone to a woman's breasts to suckle them, and there were hairs all over. And that happens to women. We can't help it.
Yeah, but I think women, at least women that I know these days, they're trying to trim it down as much as possible. The only thing that I told you that women don't know what's going on is there's lower back hair. Women don't know that it's there because they can't see it.
How long is their back hair? Isn't it just peach fuzz?
Some are peach fuzz. Some are a little bit longer than usual, and they don't know that it's there. So ladies, if you have friends that have lower back hair, do them a favor and just tell them about it, you know?
Okay.
Guys,
that's a good message.
Guys say, hey, you know what?
You're right, because they don't know.
They have no idea. There's no possible way that they could see it.
How about guys with lower back hair and upper back hair?
Yeah, tell them. Say if you don't like it.
Go get
shave
waxed.
Shave it, guys.
You can nipple waxing as a possibility for males and females who need more than tweezing. You can also tweeze, but don't shave your nipples. Okay, this is a phenomenon that's been happening. Bitter nipples.
Bitter nipples.
Many people have reported owning a pair or at least tasted a pair of bitter or metallic tasting nipples that taste like onions. This is a whole phenomenon online. Nipples that taste like onions. Many people on the web report having onion tasting nipples and are searching for answers.
That's just sweaty nipples.
It's the bitter nipple syndrome.
Sweaty nipples.
No, there's no scientific reason why their nipples should taste like onions. Like, they're not saying they all taste like bananas. They taste like onions, like the same thing. Possible explanations are related to the body and oral hygiene and also pH levels. You should let her know. If it tastes funny, she could also be pregnant.
Oh, no.
Nipple stimulation. Okay. If you want to give her an orgasm, use manual stimulation in soft, full circles. Saving the most intense sensation until the end, oral stimulation is even better. You can use soft full circles with your tongue. Don't squeeze them and twist them. Does everyone know not to do that? Use constant suction or suction in combination with nipples, licks, or tongue strokes. If you're not sure what she likes, ask her to suck on your tongue or your lips to demonstrate. Nipples can be erotic receptors for males and females, like we said. During arousals, they become erect. And the reason why the female nipples are more sensitive is because of greater estrogen levels. Research suggests that nipplegasms are genital orgasms caused by nipple stimulation and may be directly related to the genital area of the brain, which leads me to believe that maybe I could be having nipple orgasms and I'm not.
Damn it.
I got to find someone to give me a nipple orgasm.
Well, you need to get the nipple erector set.
I don't think there is a nipple erector set. I don't believe that I could give myself a nipple orgasm. Like, I could give myself an orgasm through masturbation.
No, you would overthink it. It wouldn't be able to happen.
You think?
Totally. Totes.
Okay, and then there's nipple wear.
Oh, yeah.
Nipple piercings and clamps. Have you ever been with someone with a nipple piercing?
No, I have not.
Never in your life?
Never.
Nipple piercing was a fashion statement back in the 14th century, and it came back in the 70s. So there's some nipple suggestions. There's Good Vibrations has the Please Pleasure Cream. It can be applied to the nipples or the clit and provides a non-irritating cream for stimulation. There's also the Candy Nipple Tassels or the Candy Bra, which I own the Candy Bra. It's, you know what it is? It's like that. The
Sir, it's
No, it's like those. Do you remember those candy necklaces when you're little that use like sweet tarts? But it's a nipple bra. I wore it at Burning Man Festival in the desert.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was hot. There's nipple pasties you can buy. Just play with the nipples. I'm telling you, it's the nipple weekend, right? And then there's some clamps because some women and men like their nipples to be clamped. So Good Vibrations also has nipple teasers, vibrating nipple clamps, and their shock therapy nipple clamps. People like their nipples touched. What can you say? So that's what we got for nipples. So don't ignore the nipples this weekend and try some double penetration. That's my message for you. And try anything else you'd like. I hope everyone enjoys the weekend and has amazing killer sex.
I know.
What if you're going to get laid in Vegas?
Maybe something will happen in Vegas.
You think?
You never know. Vegas is crazy.
Where are you staying?
This one is at a new hotel right next to the Cosmopolitan. It's like VDARA or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It's brand new.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, so I'm going there. And then, all you peeps are going to be in Vegas again next weekend. I'll be there too.
Right.
I'm going to stay at the New York this time.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great, great time. And I hope everyone has a great weekend. And remember, you can check out my book, Hot Sex. Over 200 things you can try tonight. It's selling really well on Amazon. And you truly can improve your sex life by buying my book and my iPhone app, Kegel Camp, helps men and women have longer, stronger orgasms.
You have two apps. You never plug the other one in.
I know. I have another one called 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily.
Yeah.
I plug in both.
It's
they're
a good
both
one.
They're both really, really good. And that's what I got for you today. Anything else you'd like to add? I just hope that people have amazing sex and drive safe,
yeah.
Like you always say.
And always tweet us.
Tweet us, Sex with Emily.
And White Menace.
And White Menace. And look for us on television coming soon.
I know, crazy.
We're going to be on Bravo. Did we mention this last week?
It's insane. Yeah.
We've got a TV show called Bravo. On Bravo. called Misadvised. Bravo.
It's called Misadvised.
Bravo, Bravo. Okay.
Just go to bravotv.com. You can search Misadvised.
Misadvised and check it out. It's going to be really cool. And you're all going to love it. Okay, everyone. So, thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me. Feedback at sexwithemily.com.